1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Denny on WRCO Radio and crying those old Cadillac tears. It is 31 degrees at WRCO Studios, WRCO and WRCE today on a Tuesday, March 19th.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Coach Johnson here to let you know my company got a head start to March Madness. The company has surprised everyone with a campaign titled Commit to Health. They are taking an additional $75 off your first order. Plus, instead of the standard 10%, your next order, you get 30% off. I thought my Leap Day offer was great, but there is no better time to join than right now here in March. Contact Coach Johnson at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751. Or find me on Facebook and get signed up and maximize all these great deals that are available through Coach Johnson. Remember, summer is around the corner. Are you ready?
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in New Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. You want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love?
George Strait on WRCO. Inquiring minds want to know, when does spring officially arrive? Well, actually, spring begins at 10:06 this evening. So it is late, meaning the first sunrise and sunset of spring will be tomorrow morning. But yes, if you have a calendar that says spring arrives on March 19th, that is correct, but not until this evening. So we haven't officially hit spring yet. Here's Josh Turner.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens and you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say.
Josh Turner with a great song, That Long Black Train. Good morning. Heading on down the road on a Tuesday morning with WRCO. We appreciate that very much. We're going to take time out for a news update and sports as well in just a little bit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30, news time today, sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today, partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer, a high of 52. Southwest and northwest winds at 15 to 25, 18 for a low tonight. Maybe some snow moving in by Thursday evening. Right now in Richland Center, it is 31.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. An active investigation was underway at Devil's Lake State Park yesterday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating the death of one person at Devil's Lake State Park in Sauk County. Area emergency responders were on the scene as the investigation continued yesterday. Bill Leblonsky, whose 13-year-old son James Leblonsky went missing near Devil's Lake State Park roughly 9 months ago, told News 3 Now that the investigation is unrelated to his son's disappearance. There is no threat to the public, and the park remains open. A Muscadet man and his son were seriously hurt in an ATV crash Saturday. WMTV says the Muscadet police, fire, and EMS were called to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street in the village of Muscadet around 7:10 Saturday night for an ATV crash. A 33-year-old man from Muscadet and his 6-year-old son, who were on the ATV, were seriously injured in the crash. Both victims were transported by Muscadet EMS to area emergency rooms, where they both were later airlifted to La Crosse and Madison. Witnesses say the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup on Warehouse Street. Also in the news today, investigators in Manitowoc County say they've got a first trace of a missing toddler from Two Rivers.
Two Rivers police say a blanket belonging to 3-year-old Elijah Vu was found early in the search for the child. Police confirmed Monday that the blanket was found more than 3 miles away from where Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. No further information was released. The search for Elijah continues, and his mother and her boyfriend are facing child neglect charges in connection with his disappearance. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A potential federal ban on the social media app TikTok could have further ranging consequences than just removing the app from the U.S. UW-Madison cybersecurity strategist Dave Schroeder says other companies harvest the same sort of data that TikTok does. He says the bill could set up a national discussion on data privacy, even with U.S. corporations. Proponents of the ban say the data is being sent to Chinese government officials and that those same officials are using the app to push propaganda to its users in the U.S. The Milwaukee Common Council will vote today on a new extraordinary event ordinance ahead of this summer's Republican National Convention. Ahead of a Monday committee vote, Omar Flores with the local coalition to march on the RNC raised concerns, including giving police oversight of the permit process. Alderman Bob Bauman said First Amendment rights won't be curtailed. The ordinance creates a permit process for speaking and marching within a security zone when the RNC is held July 15th through the 18th at Fiserv Forum. Bauman said it's important to have the ordinance in place soon to allow time for any legal challenges. A new documentary focuses on a northern Wisconsin tribe, Bad River, open in theaters nationwide last week. The film provides a look at the ongoing legal dispute between the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and Enbridge, the Canadian firm which operates a pipeline that crosses the tribe's reservation on the shores of Lake Superior. The tribe wants the aging Line 5 shut down and removed from its lands, citing the damage that could occur in the event of a leak. Enbridge is appealing a federal judge's order for that to happen within the next 3 years. The Southwest Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will be holding a dual hiring event on Thursday from 2 until 4, with two ways to be a part of the events simultaneously. Job seekers can attend one or both of the events, an in-person hiring event at the Rock County Job Center at 1717 Center Avenue in Janesville. We'll be hosting 25 employers from Rock and surrounding counties. A virtual hiring event for Southwest Wisconsin counties, Grant, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, Richland, and Rock through the Premier Virtual site. To register and access the event through the Premier Virtual platform, you can do so at pvapi.premiervirtual.com. Individuals may update and print the resumes in the resource room prior to the event. DWD staff will be available in the resource room for assistance with questions for the in-person and virtual hiring events. For more information and a full list of registered employers, visit wisconsinjobcenter.org. The Three Eagles Foundation will be in observance of the solstice and equinox events at the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscadet coming up tomorrow. You are welcome to observe the sunrise and sunset, marking the official changing of the seasons. The east-west alignment of the mounds coincides sunrise and sunset at the spring equinox. Spring begins at 6 minutes after 10 this evening, meaning the first sunrise and sunset of spring will be tomorrow. Participants should arrive by 6:30 tomorrow morning for the sunrise or 6:30 or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions allow. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. Frank's Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required, which follows the former access road and is considered an easy to moderate walk of about 5 minutes from the gate. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to a report. The reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% from January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. The National Low-Income Housing Coalition estimates a shortage of more than 123,000 rented homes. And more than half of all workers in Wisconsin plan to watch the NCAA basketball tournaments at work. 55% of those who responded to a survey from NC Sharp say they plan to watch on the job. That puts Wisconsin in the top 8 states. The national average is 51%. An even higher percentage of remote and hybrid workers plan to watch basketball while they work this weekend.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts RedFest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual RedFest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
Today's forecast calls for sunshine and 52, 18 tonight for a low. Officials watching that Thursday night forecast, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible overnight, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible on Friday before tapering off by midday. A second round of winter conditions, Sunday snow likely by midday, moderate to heavy accumulations possible by night. It could become a wintry mix overnight as well. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 38, we did receive a few flurries. Southwest wind is at 2 miles per hour, and we're at 31 degrees this morning.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at some state stories, including a win for the Brewers yesterday at Exhibition Baseball. Manager Pat Murphy talking about the prospects of the season as well. That's coming up in sports.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In sports, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association early season breakdown for polls is out for Division 4. Aliva Strum is rated number one in the state, Pecatonica 2, Johnson Creek, Northwood, Solon Springs, and Bangor round out the top five. Ithaca is ranked number 7 in the preseason poll, Riverdale 12th, Barneville 13th, Highland 16th, Royal 18th, and Cashton 20th. The WBCA preseason Division III baseball poll has Aquinas rated number 1, followed by Lake Country Lutheran, Lomira, Cambridge, and Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Cuba City is rated number 9, Viroqua 12, Dodgeville 15, and Fenimore number 16. The Brewers were winners at Exhibition Ball yesterday. Final score was 4-3 over the Angels. Christian Yelich had a couple of hits. Willie Adames helped lead the way as well for the crew. New manager Pat Murphy talked about the team looking ahead and what they have to do.
We've got to play a little better offense, you know, not just hit better. We've got to play offense better. We're capable of base running. We're capable of doing the little things. We're capable of good ball strike. We're capable of a lot of things that maybe we haven't got to our full potential yet. We've added a few guys that are special. You know what I mean? Reese Hoskins comes to mind. This guy's a pro.
The Brewers are at Cleveland today in Exhibition Baseball. Their first real game is coming up on March 28th. Marquette coach Shaka Smart says senior team leader Tyler Kolick will be on the court when the team meets Western Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Smart says Kolick has to go through a progression of rehab and recovery this week. The player suffered an oblique injury February 28th. The Badgers getting ready for the big dance. Badgers coach Greg Gard was on fire after his team upset the powerful Purdue Boilermakers Saturday. A video of the speech went viral after telling the players surrounding him in the locker room he had never seen a battle like they put in 25 years of coaching. He then led them in a celebration dance with House of Pain's Jump Around playing. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, is sending his love to Gard. Wisconsin meets James Madison Friday in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament in Brooklyn. Badger player Tyler Wall can't wait.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I feel like this is the best I've felt coming into the NCAA tournament. We're playing really great basketball. The guys are really gelling, and it's been a lot of fun here this last week or two.
Forward Chris Middleton looked good, scoring 22 points against the Phoenix Suns last weekend. The 6'7" scoring machine would be a welcome addition to the Bucks' offense, which has been sluggish at times and scary good at other times. He had missed 16 games and hadn't played since February 16th. Middleton only played 25 minutes Sunday, but he also had time to hand out 7 assists and keep the Bucks' offense going despite the absence of Giannis Antetokounmpo. With just 14 games remaining in the regular season, he could have a major impact on keeping Milwaukee in second place in the Eastern Conference standings. That's an update on sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
100.9 WRCO.
I really do. Brought all these flowers and your black dresses and suits. But y'all know me, and you know the truth. That ain't me in that box there in front of you. Can't I just get an amen and y'all just get out of here? I got the best view ever now that I'm way up here. Joking around with Jesus, catching up with Grandpa. Hurry up, preacher, I'm telling y'all you should be fishing. Instead of missing me here, y'all should be missing me there, high up in your deer stand. Save my truck and save my guns, and when they're old enough, give them to my sons. Don't let this stained glass shine on y'all too long today. Save the roses, save the roses. Don't waste a moment. You love them, don't just say it, nah, you gotta show them every chance you get to know her better. Remember forever, don't last forever. Take it from me in my brand new point of view. The biggest regret of your life won't be what you did, it'll be what you guns, and when they're old enough, give them to my sons. Don't
should be missing me there.
So hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars. As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well. It'd be easy to add up all the pain and all the dreams you sat and watched go up in flames. Dwell on the wreckage as it smolders in the rain, but not me. I'm alive. And today you know that's good enough for me. Breathing in and out's a blessing, can't you see? Today's the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm alive and well. I'm alive and well.
Chesney, and I'm alive. I'm going to check my pulse. Yep, so far. Yeah, we're doing well this morning there. Sometimes, you know, you wake up in a deep sleep, you're like, whoa, who am I? Where am I? All right. Well, hopefully you know where you are today. It is currently 31 degrees at WRCO as we head toward 52 and maybe partly sunny conditions a little bit later on. But the threat of a big March storm or two coming up there, I'm not surprised. Certainly we can use the moisture, that's for sure. I just am not a fan of the wind, the cold, which we've been experiencing the last few days.
Andy Hips from Equity Livestock with the market results from March the 18th. We had 354 head today, 44 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 154 to 164. Choice Holstein steers, 143 to 153. Select and unfinished steers and heifers, 142 and down. 84 head of slaughter cows. They top 20% bring 117 to 134. The middle 60, 86 to 116. And the bottom 20%, 85 and down. Three bulls day. Most bulls, 124 to 130. 207 head of calves day. The top 80% of the bull calves bring 390 to 720. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 300 and down. Quality beef calves, 200 to 930. And the light poor quality calves, 100 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from FB Livestock. Have a great week.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
Here are a few things to celebrate, acknowledge, if you'd like today. It is Certified Nurses Day. It's also Great American Meat Out Day, Astrology Day. It's also International Earth Day, Chocolate Caramel Day, National Backyard Day, Proposal Day. Wow. First day of spring, although technically it's not. It's more tomorrow because spring comes in kind of late at night tonight. So it'll be the first evening of spring, late night of spring. It's World Social Work Day. It's Snowman Burning Day. If you had one to burn, right? It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day. Well, a lot of things going on. But the most important one that we can mention today, it is National Agriculture Day. And we salute all of those that work in agriculture. My humble beginnings were on the farm back in the day.